This is not the Wikipedia Weekly.
Well, hello and welcome to the 13th episode of Not the Wikipedia Week. This is Darova, your host today, and I am here with HEK, who is joining us by text, FT2, an arbitrator, who is also joining us by text. I'm also here with Phil.
Hi, how you doing?
And Gerard.
Hoi from Almere, Nederland.
Thank you for joining us. And 769?
And Elise Flower.
Yes. And Shoemaker's Holiday?
Hey there.
Anyway, we are here to discuss several different things. And Seddon, would you like to start it off? You wanted to discuss some recent changes to the Wikimedia Foundation Board of Trustees.
Okay, sure. Okay, basically, about 5 days ago, there was a message that was posted on Meta, which is the essentially it's the Wikimedia Foundation way of, as far as I know, it's a way of making sure that all the other wiki projects, they're all kind of centralized. Most of the coding is based there. And basically, the idea was that they wanted to increase the involvement of the chapter groups, which are almost subsections of the Wikimedia Foundation. They're locally based, so people from the United Kingdom would join the United Kingdom chapter. There's an Argentinian chapter. There's recently been formed an Australian chapter, and so on and so forth. And basically, the first part was to have two chapter seats, and basically these seats would be filled by two people from all of the chapters. Now, at the moment, it hasn't been decided how these people are going to be selected. But anyway, these two people would be chosen from the chapters. And then also what they've added is they've added two specialist places onto the foundation board. At the moment, these seats haven't been filled. They will be filled in time. And these four seats are open up for election at the end of this year, I believe. What happened was it was decided that these changes would be made. And the community really wasn't informed about this. There was no notice that this was going to happen. This notice was put up, and it's kind of filtered through down now to the sort of project level. It obviously there was a bit of a delay with sort of word of mouth, and it's now sort of reaching the rest of the projects. And there's been a huge discussion on the foundation mailing list, where people have been voicing their opinions, not just over whether it was the right thing to do. It was, we're always talking about the fact that there should have been community involvement, that there should have been prior consultation with the community, and also now I think the topic is suggestions of who really should be in these additional specialist places is sort of a general chat. Phil, sort of, what's your opinion on this?
Well, I have to admit, I'm kind of like Iowa DeWitt. I don't really understand it. It's kind of confusing to me. I gather the policy has changed, and we haven't really got an explanation for why the policy changed. But I'm still kind of vague on it. I gather it has something to do with the community having less say in things, which does seem a little strange to me. It would be nice to have an explanation, though, if there is a big change in policy or a downweighting of the representation of the community. Other than that, I just don't know, aside from just liking them to explain what's going on.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the general view, is that people really just would have, it would have been nice to sort of had a just a, you know, prior warning, you know, that there are going to be changes made, and, you know, just having some sort of communication with the community just about, you know, these changes instead of them being thrown upon. Now, Derover, I know that you started up what's the word?
The
petition,
yes.
That, to the foundation.
Yes.
Yeah, would you like to tell us more about that?
Well, there were a couple of things going on, and for the first couple of days after the meeting, I really didn't pay too much attention on it. My name came up in the meeting sort of in passing because I was one of the people on a proposed provisional volunteer council that was proposed to the board, and the board decided not to give its formal say, but I later found out formally the board is fine with it, but somebody, the person who had presented it, had come with a budget and you come in a way that they just didn't want to put their stamp of approval on that version of it, but they still wanted us to move forward. They did not make a formal statement, though, that they wanted us to move forward, and I was feeling a little bit awkward of, you know, well, should we, would there be a backlash, et cetera, et cetera. And the fact that it wasn't approved was really kind of a minor thing to me. I didn't really mind. And so when people tugged at my sleeve, I thought that they were just saying, oh, you know, well, this didn't happen. And I was like, you know, not such a big deal. And then somebody tugged a little bit harder and said, did you see what else they did? And I saw the whole restructuring. And individual people who had been there had said a little bit, but it had not been announced or discussed in advance, which really was customary. And, oh, okay. And we're just trying to bring Allison in, who is just at, let me interrupt myself and bring in Allison.
Right. While that's being done, can I just ask a question? Mm-hmm. Is this restructuring, is it that there's fewer representatives up from the community on the board, or is there more members of the board that are not from the community?
There are some other things as well, and one of the things is that the position on the board of Jimmy has changed. He has given, he's been giving a founder seat on the board. So basically, as long as he wants it, and as long as he, according to the board, fulfills his role, he is will be having his seat basically forever and a day. That's a big as well. Now, if you're talking about chapters, the idea of, as I've have been explained, it is that chapters are, and some of them are really are well organized and have the types of skills that are important for the governance of an organization. And another thing that you have in chapters is that they are they represent more or less the Wikimedia Foundation or movement or however you want to call it in the country, and they are typically member-based organizations. So if anything, you have through the back door a member-based representation in the Wikimedia Foundation through its chapters. So when you're considering how it, and some may say that they don't need to be a member of a chapter, but yeah, what can I say? It is one way of making sure that you are involved.
Yes.
May I step in at this point? First, I'd like to welcome Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
And I'd like to point out that there's one big problem with these chapters right now, is that there's apparently, on the foundation level, there's a hitch with chartering chapters in the United States, and no chapters have been chartered yet within the United States, and if that's going to happen immediately either. In fact, I'm so close to the Mexican border, I'm halfway thinking of starting a chapter in Mexico just so I can sneak across the border to go to meetups. Everybody isn't actually included in that system yet.
Yeah, but it is one of the surprises, or it has been a big surprise for the people in Europe that that there is no chapter yet in the United States. Because if anything, we would think that it would be easy to make that happen.
There's an administrative hurdle to overcome that I imagine could be done, but hasn't been done yet. And I understand AGK now has voice enabled. Would you like to say hello? Well, maybe that's not quite up and running yet. Allison, you wanted to discuss the community petition regarding this.
Right. Just a second. I'm actually in bed. Yes, I'm just curious about the community petition that's on Meta. And I was wondering where you're on it. In a short period of time, it's actually accumulated quite a number of signatures. And I know that you yourself proposed it. And I think it might be just like a small, gentle wake-up call to the foundation to listen maybe more closely to the grassroots who do the work.
Well, yes, I was the person who wrote it, and I was very surprised to find out from some people who've been around Wikipedia far longer than I have that this is the first time that the community has done a formal petition to the Wikimedia Foundation. It's a really simple, instrument. Petitions have been around for centuries, and I didn't think I was starting anything all that special, but basically to say... we would like to be included in the process, or at least not be the afterthought. I know that several of the people who were in the meeting have stepped forward afterward, especially now that the petition is out. It was surprising to me that at the same time that they redefined the community. It's actually in the bylaws that the Board of Trustees defines what the community is, and they redefined it at that meeting in a way that to most of the members of the community served to reduce the community's involvement by a common standard of what the community is. And the people who were already in the community were not aware that the community would be redefined, were not aware that its functional role would be reduced. And there may be some very good reasons for doing that, as in terms of getting people with the right sets of expertise into the board. But at the same meeting not everybody proposal for this volunteer council, but at the same time when the community was anticipating perhaps an expanded role, they find their role is instead reduced, and there was no real anticipation on the board that there was a need to discuss this with the broader community or to prepare a statement for why that wasn't done. If someone would like to step in here, I hear rustling.
Yeah. What I wonder is, when you are talking about the a council, the boards, and also Eric Muller and Anter have written that it would be good if the council organized itself and started to do the things for the projects that are currently not happening. Now, my question has always been, why the hell do we need permission of the board to start a council?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. And the the group has begun circulating some emails. I did not do this petition under the aegis of the council. I did not. You know, if there's any backlash for that, please just bring it down on my shoulders. I'm reducing my involvement in the council for right now, because I don't want anybody to think that it's some sort of political sour grapes for not having gotten a budget. You know, these kinds of things, it's always the risk that somebody's going to read that into it when it's not there. And but I hope that once the petition is complete, that I'll increase my involvement and you know, go back with some of the ideas that I thought a council could facilitate.
There are so many things that are currently not done and that are in there are where there is a big demand for things, that I basically find it silly that we have all this waiting, and basically waiting for what? Because there is so much that really needs to be done. It's incredible.
Yes. Well, I mean, what I found just as a, you know, just a regular old administrator on NWiki was that people would be tugging at my sleeve from a lot of different directions, and it's hard to catch up with. In fact, now, even I'm not an admin on that project right now, but you know, more and more over the last couple of months, people tug here, tug there, and I try not to fall too far behind. It's tough to keep up with everything. I imagine for a trustee, it's far tougher.
It doesn't scale, because it doesn't scale, it doesn't scale for the organization. It doesn't scale for the board. Basically, if we want things to happen for the communities, for the projects, then the only thing that you need is make sure that things get done and that you organize things themselves. And everybody knows that the board and the organization doesn't have all the money that we would like it to have. So if we need things and we need money for specific tasks, then basically I know that you can find these monies. It is just a matter of doing it.